You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right. Star, the 2025 CCA Star Tournament leaderboard update. Real quick. Red Tag certified. You know, this is definitely a winner. Polygraph passed Gary Merskin of Houston. Caught a red tag. That's truck and boat package. Haney Boat, Mercury Engine, Texas Ford dealer truck, how about that? And blue tag division for a transport boat, Mercury Coastline package, Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson. And then looking at the regular leaderboard, looks like Sheephead, winning Sheephead right now, leading is a 9-pound, 9-ounce caught by Enrique Rangel of Houston. Gafftop is a 6-pound, 1-ounce, Justin Morrison of Lumberton. And the black drum is 11 pounds, 10 ounces by Sue Lee of League City. Only offshore fish on the leaderboard right now is a ling caught by Danielle Grunewald, 56 pounds, 15 ounces weighed in at Surfside. And Star Kid, Sheephead right now, 6'3". Carolyn Konecki, our 9-year-old of Mission, Texas, and Gafftop right now is 5'10". Cohen Fackney of Corpus and Star Teens, Levi Claiborne of Pearland, weighed in at Linda's Beach, Sylvan Beach Bait and Tackle, 9 pounds even, and a gaff top of 5'10", Hunter Morrison, a 14-year-old of Lumberton, Texas. So that's your Star Tournament leaderboard update. And next week we'll even have more current leaders. Hope some more tag reds are caught. Did see one, a listener texted me a picture of one that was caught, and the young gentleman holding it up was not entered in the tournament, so it was released to let somebody else have a shot at it. And that was a red tag, by the way. That was a truck and boat package. Can't win if you don't enter. All right, let's go over to Lake Houston now. Let's check in with Mr. John Littleton and see what's up in his neck of the woods. John, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning there, Captain. Oh, I'm pretty good. Stuck over here in a hotel in Louisiana, but, you know, it could be a lot worse. I'm up getting my feet touched the floor when I got out of bed, so, you know, hey, it's going to be a good day.
You bet. Heck yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Man, I bet that guy's a little upset because he didn't have a you know, he didn't enter that tournament.
Yes. That's,
you know?
I mean, if you're plugged in with fishing, you fish just a little bit around here, you just never know when that fish is going to come. I mean, it's,
No, you know, and I've done that, Mickey, you know, two or three times, even out at Lake Houston. You know, we have a big bass pot, and, you know, sometimes I'm just, man, I'm not on them. I'm not going to get in it.
Right.
And I don't, and you know what happens. I catch big bass of the tournament. So, you know, that will happen. So, you know, it's hey, what's another 10 or 20 or 30 bucks or whatever? I don't know what those, you know, what those intricacies are. I'm sure they're a lot more than that, but, you know.
Yeah, hey, just a CCA membership, and I'm, what's a tournament tag now? 25, 35 bucks? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's a good thing about, one thing about getting older, your fishing and hunting license get a little cheaper, you know, after 65. So, yeah. Yep. But, man,
yeah,
all
I think good, seniors, yep, in Texas, it ought to be like Louisiana. Their seniors don't have to buy a license.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it ought to be the same here.
Yeah. We paid enough, you know, license fees every year for, oh, I don't know, as long as I can remember.
As long as I've been fishing. So, well, since I turned 16, yeah, been buying a license.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. Yeah. Well, it's been a little exciting out on the lake this week, you know, with the jet ski action and accident. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah,
and
did they ever find that lady that fell off a jet ski?
They did yesterday.
Yeah, what a shame.
Yeah, and, you know, now there's controversy. I don't know, you know, it's, you know, it just has to play out. You know, at first that they thought it was, you know, they were out there. You know how people do on jet ski, they'll circle around and create a little wave, and then they go jump it, and
jump
they said
it,
she
yeah,
fell off.
Get thrown off.
And so, you know, I've been watching it, you know, on the news over here. Actually on my phone from over here and on my computer at the office. And, you know, now they, oh, I don't know, some red flags coming up. So, you know, we'll have to wait it out and see what's going on. So, we shall see. But, needless to say, I haven't been out on the lake. I mean, I do talk to my buddies, and they said it's the water's high and muddy, you know. Mm-hmm. So fish still got to bite, they still got to eat, you know. So it should be all right. But we got a club tournament tomorrow out there, and
right.
You know, I know they called yesterday because we were a little. We were talking, a few of us, we're a little concerned, you know, with everything going on out there. I guess they had a part of the south end of the lake down by Dusen Park closed. So, but, you know, they, one of the members got a hold of the lake patrol, and they said the lake was open. You know, but I know they had a meeting last night. I didn't get to go, but they had a meeting last night, and they were going to tell everybody to, you know, at least stay, you know, about a half a mile off of the dam, because it was down close to the dam where the, you know, incident happened. So, but
that's
but
all resolved
good.
I mean, now, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there'll be an investigation from, you know, the, you know, you hear 20 rumors, you know, so. Now they're saying that one rumor is saying it could be a homicide. So, you know, I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
You know, it's just hearsay. You don't know.
Right.
They'll get in there and figure it all out. But then we'll
so
find
actually
out.
Actually, for the weekend, that end of the lake will be closed?
No, it's they're saying it's open. You know, because the body has been recovered, so.
Right.
But, But anyhow, it's, you know, we, I don't fish down there that much anyhow. But, you know, I like muddy water. You know, I'm going to go up north and go find me. You know, you got to go out there. It's kind of like
bet you were lost at Fayette County last week catching all them bass in that clean water up there, man.
Yeah, Mickey, that was unreal. I could see, I'd hook a fish, and I could see it 2 foot under the water.
Right.
And, you know, it just, we're just out there, you know, fishing. It was one of them days. You know, my brother's good on that lake, and I used to be. I just don't fish it much anymore. And he's good with all the, he's got all the, you know, live scope and all that stuff, and he knows how to operate it. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just like we were talking, you know, I fished that lake the second day it was open. And the only reason we didn't fish it the first day is because we couldn't get in. It was too many boats.
Right.
They were only letting 200 boats on.
Only and, 200 on that little lake. Good Lord.
Yeah, yeah. And I was fishing with one of my old bosses, you know, but it was unreal. You know, my brother could find those, and we were just chasing bait balls. You know, you see a big old bait ball, and, you know, you go, you know, he'd go, well, there's two right there, there's three.
Right.
And then, you know, you just throw over there, and they were biting.
What were y'all throwing at them?
We were throwing anything from a jig, a shaky head, you know, crankbait. Crankbaits worked good.
Yeah, crankbaits work good on that lake for whatever reason. The bass like them.
Yeah, you gotta get down there and get to them.
Yeah, you do.
You know. So, you know, and, you know, just, and it's just, you know, it's just stuff that's out there. And there's no timber, there's no, you know, it's just, and it's not an area or a spot. It's just, you got to chase them. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you sit there, most people, we were talking about that, it's most people you're fishing, you know, and you catch two or three and you keep fishing and it's like, where did they go? Well, with that live scope and stuff, you can pan around and scan and go, oh, they're over there. So, you know. But I can't, man, I just can't justify that stuff for the fish that I fish anymore. I mean, I did buy that and put it on my boat, and then I fished it a couple of times at Lake Houston. And, you know, it's just not the lake for using that type of equipment. So, for me. You know, I know some guys that use it out there, but, you know, I don't. I know where, heck, I fish it like enough. I know where every stump and lay down and treetop and, you know, everything's at. So, you know, I just go fish it. Whether, you know, and there could be fish there because that's what we were talking about. How many times we run across Fayette County. We run, you know, from the boat ramp to the other end of the dam, and how many times we run across fish that, you know, we never fish for.
Right.
And they don't all have to be on the bank. You know, now you can run the bank and catch some, but, you know, they're going to be the 2-3 pound class versus, you know, you go out there and
you get that good solid
homework.
4-7 pound class out deep.
Yep. 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 Yeah, it's just, you know,
nice
good fish. Yeah, yeah. But no, we're going to go fish like Houston and, you know, try to catch a limit, you know. I know it's going to be different going out there tomorrow.
Got to get them five fish, man.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like I was going to say a while ago, it'd be like ice fishing except mud. You know, you got to go out there and cut you out a big old spot in the water and get the mud out and then throw in that spot. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's just going to be, it's going to be different.
Yeah, but, it is. You know. Well, all right, John, I'll let you get to it. Good luck in your Louisiana deal. Be safe coming back to fish that tournament. If somebody wants to call you, how do they get a hold of you, John?
Oh, yeah, they can call me on my cell, 281- 202-8544. Just,
all right,
you know, give me a call.
All right, John. Hey, thanks, man. You have a good weekend. Appreciate it. See you.
You too.
All right, bye. Later. Are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top tier, Matagorda Bay Fishing Charters. So bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. And if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. And tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:18 here in the Bayou City on a Friday morning. All right, let's run down to Texas City and Boyd's One Stop and see what's going on with Mr. Dave Fremont this morning. Good morning, Dave. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Doing just fine.
Well, that's good.
Y'all are holding down the fort quite well there on...
Trying to.
610. Doing good. Hey. Down in Chipper this morning. It's just one of those Friday mornings out here on the bike, and leaning right on in the summertime, 85 degrees and probably about what the water temperature is at least. And
yep.
A lot of fresh water, as you've already mentioned, a lot of fresh water is coming down, making its way through here. And it's affected the live shrimp availability, to say the least. Catch has been low and a little bit aggravating trying to keep everything stocked up for the fishermen here. And boy, it's they got in a batch late afternoon or mid afternoon yesterday, and they just messaged me and said at that time they messaged me and said they had a load, and I just took it for granted and hoped that it was a pretty good amount, but they were out last night by I think 10 o'clock. And so this morning it's live croaker only at our establishment, and then hopefully the shrimpers will have a better catch today, but it is what it is on that kind of stuff. So we'll
I know.
Bust out the plastic and catch some fish.
Well, it's what's it blowing down there right now? I hadn't checked it.
From the looks of things, and I just made my ride out to the end, I'm going to say it's at least 12 to 15 probably.
Yeah.
I was just looking mainly at the flags, and they're a little deceiving because we're on a upside of the seawall of the flood skyline drive. So
well, the farther inland you go in our bay, it gets a little calmer. Offshore, it's 13 to 18. Galveston Channel, it's 9 to 14. Eagle Point, 6 to 10. And Morgan's Point, 6 to 9. Due south.
Yeah.
Well, actually, where you're at is showing a little bit of a south-southwest, so. Oh, boy. Whatever.
Well, it's doable.
It's doable.
We got boats launching, had a little bit of traffic as I was heading back in from the end of the dikes, and boat traffic heading all the way out to the big ramp out at the end, and then the concrete ramp that sits about halfway down. It's has pretty good activity as well, so they're launching.
That's one on the channel side?
Yeah. Yeah. That'll scoot you on over to any place you want to fish around Swan or Campbell's, or make your way up around to the intercoastal and shoot over.
They're catching fish over there. I mean, that's it's always good, this time of year anyway, whether it's fresh or not. That's all. That always holds quite a bit of fish. Pelican Island and
it's always
South Carolina,
an indicator.
East Bay, West Bay.
Yeah, when you see when you see the boat activity, the launching and stuff going on and certain ramps, that gives you an idea just where they're finding some of the fish, or at least where they're kind of bunching up. But been getting some fair reports from around the floodgate.
Right. I've been hearing quite a few fish there, and then Mesquite Island, naturally. It's that time of year for there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been some fellers even drifting along when they catch the wind right, drift along skyline, and the waders have been getting out a little bit and right there at the base of the dike and wading out there towards in between Mosquito and Skyline Drive. And just you just don't talk to as many fishermen. Used to be I could visit with some of them at the cleaning tables, but nowadays you don't have that much cleaning going on.
Right.
As far as catching, that's a matter of opinion on whether that's good or bad. I think it's a little bit of both times. But used to be you could tell how good the fishing was by how many inches of scales and guts was on the cleaning
right,
table.
Right, and piles of meat. Meat piling. <man. laughs> Yep.
But It's not quite that way anymore, but that's okay. I bump into some of the fellows that I know, and sometimes they'll shoot me a message with a few pictures and give me an idea of what's happening. And as far as the catch goes, but it's there's no reason let this fresh water scoot on by. Things will get right on back until we get another bunch of rain. And then it'll stay plenty windy till it ain't, and we'll be begging for a breath of air later on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that just sultry, dead calm, just cooking by 11 o'clock kind of pattern.
Yeah.
11 o'clock looking for the dock.
Yeah. It's going to be a good morning, though. And
what tournament's coming up next to visit the... Tackle time, that's it, for the 4th of July and all that. That's big.
Yeah, that one's going to kick off here in the next week or so, I think. And it'll last, like you say, until around July the 4th. It's always a fun time. See a lot of activity and people fishing, a bunch of them enter it, and it's kind of just a local fun tournament.
Yeah, that's a fun deal for good. Everybody, you know.
Yeah.
And hopefully the winds will get down. We can get some offshore fish coming in, you know.
Yeah. I hope so. So, been plenty windy for the most part. So.
Yeah, I was real surprised that last tournament. There was three kingfish weighed in it on the board, and they were all in the 9-pound range.
Isn't that something?
It is. It's crazy.
Yeah. When you were mentioning the star tournament, I was trying to keep up with some of the numbers you was throwing out, but it seemed like that was unless I'm mistaken, that's a pretty good size ling that they've got.
Yeah, for now. I've been seeing some bigger ones caught, but I don't think they've been entered unless they'll show up next week. You know, they update every, you know, once a week. So,
yeah.
Right now that 56-15 is on the board, and I saw some pictures earlier this week, some that looked way bigger than that, people holding them up. Hopefully they were entered. They got them signed up and got them entered into it. So, we shall see. Well, y'all still pouring out crawfish down there?
Still got some going out, Mickey, but it's...
Slowing up.
It's slim pickings. Yeah, slim pickings right now. He still got some that he's trying to round up for some of the wholesale folks, some of the folks that have little restaurants around the area, and still trying to get enough from Louisiana to meet their needs. And then we've had a few sacks that we've had to be able to sell through the store, and we had been cooking some crawfish still at the Boys Cajun Grill, Santa Fe. It's been hit and miss. I don't believe we were open yesterday, and maybe another day we weren't. I'm sure we weren't open Monday. It's too slow on Monday. But anyway, it's to be expected, and we're not going to complain about that because it's been a banner year, in my opinion.
Yeah, it has.
We'll let them crawfish get lined out and let them rest up and start the whole process all over again. Them guys
build up for next year, man.
Yeah, those farmers over there, they got it down pretty good. They got to deal with like what we have to deal with, Mother Nature and all that goes with it. But
exactly,
they did a fine job this year.
About blue crabs, we hadn't talked much about that. I mean, is the crabbing pretty good this year? Are they catching a lot of crabs?
Yeah, I'd say overall, we've had more available for customers this year than I think we did last year, and we ship out quite a bit. It goes all over the place. A lot of them go up to the Northeast, and
yes.
An awful lot of crab goes up that way. There's a lot of them that ship out of Louisiana and go up that way too. But we've had a goodly amount. I mentioned our Santa Fe location a while ago, Jason's going to open up a food truck there on the property where we've got, where we do the drive through. It's going to be kind of interesting. He's got a real nice food truck slash trailer, and he told me the other day about, hey, let's start talking about it and throw up one of our little menus that we've got. But he's going to supply quite a bit of what the Cajun Grill offers right over there in Santa Fe now, probably mainly on weekends, but
yeah,
who knows what it'll end up being. So it's going to be some real good stuff going on there in Santa Fe instead of it just being quiet all season. So kind of excited about that and see how it goes.
Well, good deal.
Be able to ride over there and get one of them big old cheeseburgers or some of them poor boys and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. And we'll be posting more and more about that on a Facebook page and have some giveaways or something like that to get some people excited about coming over there. But when I mentioned it on Facebook several days ago, we had a pretty big response. A lot of folks sound like they're hungry. They said, yeah, let's get it. So we'll see how that goes. But right now, like I mentioned, Mickey, it's live croaker and dead bait and all that stuff at Ed Boyd's One Stop and all that goes with it. And then the Cajun Grills will be alive and kicking. They'll start doing their thing at 11 o'clock, and they're open till 8 o'clock. I don't think that Santa Fe will be open today, but now that I say that, it probably will. But you'll be able to find that out on Facebook as well.
Right.
And just another good Friday morning. Glad to be able to talk to you.
All right. Well, I appreciate all the updates from Texas City and the Dyke and Boyd's One Stop. We'll throw them out some info how they can reach somebody at Boyd's or get there.
All right, Mickey. 409-945-4001, 227 Dyke Road in good old Texas City. And everybody drive safe. My goodness, drive safe on the highway. There's been some terrible accidents. It was a bad one, but it's all just be careful and make your way down to the good old Dyke, and we'll see you when you get here. Mickey, thank you much. Sure appreciate it.
Hey, you bet, Dave. Always a pleasure, man. You have a great weekend, and go Astros. They kind of bombed out last
night.
Thank
you now.
Hey, it happens. We'll see you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop in the Texas City Dyke. All right. Well, folks, if you're looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charters. You can bring your friends, your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting and sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:36 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way now. Let's check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning and see what's up. Good morning, Steve. How's it going?
It's going good. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, I'm all right. Thanks for even asking.
I had two 20-pound bags. Sorry, I'm paying for my ice.
For a three-piece? Or is that for your drinks?
Oh, brother.
One thing about it, you don't buy as much ice these days.
No, it's true. It's true. But well, I'm almost done here. There you go. Yeah, get some ice and some snacks. Got three guys today. I've had two guys a lot this week.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. It's easy.
More room in the boat.
Receipt, please. Thank you. Yeah, it is. Especially when it's blowing.
Yes.
And it hasn't really been blowing hard. It's just blowing enough to make you mad.
Sure.
Thank you. Make things not, you know, a lot of areas not fishable. We've had to kind of deviate from my plan a lot of days lately. Some of the areas I've been fishing, when it was somewhat calm, I haven't been able to. I've tried to fish them, and we'll catch a few, but it's amazing the difference it makes whenever you got 5-mile-an-hour winds versus 15. Because the fish are still there, but, man, it makes it hard to catch them. And I'll anchor up. I'll try anchoring up on them. But some of this water, we're catching some fish in 3-4 foot of water. The hull slap spooks them out away from the boat. You know, it's tough.
Right.
But the only way I think you could probably make it work is if you had and I don't, but if you had like one or two guys and you had a spot lock or something, trolling motor, and you could get the bow pointed into the wind and, you know, something like that where it wasn't as noisy. But when I have two or three guys, I anchor off the port side midship cleat, you know, where we fish off the starboard, and it's just – and those waves are crashing into the side of that fiberglass. It's loud.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, last 3 or 4 weeks, really easy fishing. You know, Friday was my last good day, or compared to this week, at least. I had a guy and his grandson, and we caught the crap out of them in a lot of places, really good fish. And we had 46 legal trout by 10 o'clock. It was insane. And it's just gone downhill since then. I took the weekend off, and then I don't remember who I had Monday. All my days are at this point, man, I can't remember one day from the next or even who I had, it seems like. But the only thing I know for sure is this week I fished all but that one day. Me, you, and Joe were supposed to go, whatever day that was, Wednesday.
Right.
And we punted. I did reschedule that trip, by the way. I need to get you a date for July. But when I've gone every other day since then, and, you know, and it's 15 or 16 keeper trout every day, mm-hmm. you know, with a couple of guys and some throwbacks. But it's just not what it was. But it's a lot of it's two things. It's wind and it's boats. Because in the last 3 or 4 weeks, we've got boats now. And,
yeah.
And everything is there aren't many secret holes anymore. Not now, you know. But so you got to either get there. If you're going to fish community type stuff, you better get rolling real early. And I'm fixing to put the boat in right now. Unless there's a big time tournament that pays a bunch of money, I'm not going to run across the bay in the dark, you know. But we're still managing. I'm just going, like I said, different places. And we're catching some good fish. I mean, we had right. some real good ones yesterday. We had a couple fish right at 23 inches, you know. But just not as many, you know. But I got three guys today. They're my brownstone people, but Bill Kenny's son.
Yeah.
And two of his guys, Nathan, and I don't remember the other guy's name, but we're going to try to wade. Yeah, we're going to try to wade today. I don't know, man. We were going to wade yesterday morning, and I just wasn't comfortable with that tide level for where I wanted to go. It was a little lower than I like. I think we'd have probably done okay, but and then also a couple areas I was wading, man, it's pretty trashed right now. We've had a lot of, as you know, we've had a lot of fresh water come down, but as you know, the dam is at like 52,000 CFS now, and it just keeps coming down. Every time they tweak
steady
it back
flow.
To like, yeah, they'll back it off to like 30, 32, and then I'll look the next day and it's 52. And the lake level is even pool when I looked the other day, but they're still letting it rip. So I don't know what's up with that. I guess they're getting ready for more rain or something. Why are they letting that much out when, you know, leading into the hottest part of the summer? It doesn't really add up to me, but I don't really know much about
it. Well, they try to
stuff.
Keep Livingston, you know, 131 feet, you know.
Right, exactly. And it was like 131.2 something the other day, and the dam was open to 50,000. So
yeah, but then I saw it go up to like 132 something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, way up above Livingston, the river's a mile to 2 miles wide up there from people we know that live up that way telling me about it, you know, when they drive over bridges and see it.
I got you.
Pretty nuts, though.
Yeah. But, no, overall, this sounds so stupid to say, but if you're where the fish are, fishing's pretty good, you know.
I'm looking at it now. It's lake level's at 132.70, so it's almost 2 foot above pool. That's why dumping at 50,000 plus, you know.
Yeah, it's risen some since I looked at it last.
We're used to it. Stack them up.
Man. Well, you know, the thing is, some of the areas we're catching them, it was pretty good anyway, and then we did. In a couple of areas, we did get a little shot in the arm.
Do you feel like you got some fish from up my way? Kind of just slide
only on because there. Only because of the appearance of these fish.
Tell the difference in, you know, the way the body, the configuration of the body and the color of them.
Yeah, they're just more dense. They're just thicker, fatter fish. Dark back. Just, man, I caught one yesterday. Actually, this is funny. Excuse me. I had two guys, and I was fighting. It was pretty good fish, about 4 pounds, and real dark fish.
Yeah.
And then Michael hooks up, and I'm like, cool, let's get a double slow-mo. and this fish taking him under the boat and everything. And I've already got mine inside the boat. It's jumping around and everything. And then his fish comes up in the slow-mo video, and it's a giant hardhead. He hooked it in the side.
Hardhead.
I'm like, damn, you just run to my slow-mo, man. I'm going to shoot another one. Oh, gosh. It's like the other day, I've been catching a few on top. I haven't been throwing top water a bunch, but, man, some of the areas are holding a lot of bait right now. Like one of those spots we fished yesterday, just loaded with mullet of all sizes, shad. I mean, it's the most bait I've seen in a long time, and which is weird because our tides got really weak this week.
Yeah.
And but I'm throwing a top one. Hey, man. Hey.
No, who was that?
That's Chris Sizemore. He wanted to book me today, and I was already booked, so I put him with somebody else. And somebody's behind me. He said, I got a line behind me, but I don't have a line. Those are my – oh, no, I do. That's all right. I'll tell them to go around. But you get back in the truck so you can hear me. Anyway, so I put a pink skitter walk on. I'm throwing it in all that bait. Like my third cast just gets smashed. It's about a five-pound gaff top.
Oh, boy.
And, man, it wound itself up. By the time I got it to the boat, it was so hog-tied. My God, it was nasty.
That is. James, that's disgusting.
James was telling me the other day one of his guys caught a gaff top. And they were catching a lot of trout, and right in the middle of the trout, which, you know, we do that. We did it yesterday, right in the middle of some trout. We caught two gaffies. You know, they're all feeding on shad. They're feeding on the same thing. But James said one of his guys caught a gaff top, and he said that damn thing was so wound up. He said, that's the only time in my life. That's what he told me. He said, man, he said, it's the only time in my life I've ever felt sorry for a gaff top. He said it had, like, all these half hitches tied around him and everything.
Oh, man.
Slime 6 feet up the line. But, yeah, those things are nasty. But I need to start running some gaff top trips, man. I've got one little set of rocks out on the channel that they planted. It's some river rock. It's 15 acres that they planted about.
I know where you're talking about. That's Gaff Top Alley out there, man.
It's on the west side of the channel. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is. When they first planted that stuff in the first 3 or 4 years, we caught a lot of trout on it. Oh, let me tell this guy and go around. And now the only damn thing I can catch is Gaff Top. Good morning.
Yeah,
I am. I'm almost done. Oh, okay. I'm almost done. But let me tell this guy and go around. But now it's all like big, not just gaff top, big gaff top. Hey, man, you go around when you're ready. Just go around me. But anyway, yeah, I don't understand it because it still has oysters growing all over it. It's still real gnarly. So I don't know what's up with that. And then there's some patches of restoration stuff that still hold some trout. I think a lot of it has to do with the new oyster growth. I think they really like that new oyster growth, you know?
Maybe so.
I don't know. Just when you think you have it figured out, here you go.
Never will.
No. I'm going to put all this up front. But,
well.
Anyway, well, we got some gear. We got a lot of gear. Okay, cool. Oh, man. But now we're going to see
what
happens.
I used to tell my guys, I said, hey, man, we're not going to the Chandeliers for a week. We're just doing a little excursion out here today.
Man, this ain't bad. I had some guys the other day. All of them had their own personal backpacks. And oh, my God. I'm like, how long y'all think we're going to be out here?
I know.
No, still mostly, like I said, I've thrown a few top waters, but still saw plastic gill with me. And some of the areas I'm fishing with all this fresh water, you know, that fresh obviously is up on top, and these fish are hugging the bottom, man.
They are. That's soft plastic city, man.
Yeah, there's a fine line between working it too slow and not slow enough. I got a lot of jig heads out there on the bottom right now, I can tell you that.
You know something I haven't been catching much of this year is skipjacks. Y'all catching any down your way?
That's funny. I caught the first skipjack of the year about 3 weeks ago. I haven't caught one since. And I'd gone into a back lake in shallow water, like 2 foot of water, trying to catch reds, and we are catching a few reds now, but I caught one up in shallow water. First, huh. only Skippy I've caught this year.
Right.
But we really haven't caught a ton of gaff top either, which doesn't,
you know, they usually get bad in August and September is when we just, you know, we get overrun with them up my way.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll avoid Galveston Bay this year.
Well, I did. I don't know about that, but
I
they
don't
love
think
it here.
They will either.
This is their home. This is where gaff top come to die. But but it's overall still pretty good. Just having to deal with the elements, which we always have to deal with that. And then, like I said, like I'm, you know, witnessing this morning right here while I'm standing here, we're having to deal with some boats now. You know, a lot of people fishing.
Oh yeah. It's fishing season, Steve.
Yes, it is.
Makes you appreciate December through March fishing.
Yeah, it does. I know. That's what I was telling those guys yesterday. I said, man, I'm ready for summer to be over with. It's like, damn, it just started. I'm ready for school to start.
Yeah. Well, that won't be long. These kids don't get much time off anymore. Their summers are shorter.
Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah, school will be starting up before you know it. Yeah. Teal season, dove season, all that will be starting up. Blaine texted me early this morning. I guess he's going. But he said they got two inches of rain at his ranch yesterday, you know, from that rain down there by Brian. So
really?
That's more that's good awesome. News for South Texas deer hunters and quail hunters. More rain.
Yeah. I was looking at our game cam, or the only mobile game cam I have, and man, that one buck that I've sent pictures of it to you and Bob last year, the one with really long brow tines.
Uh-huh.
He's got to be 5.5 this year. And man, he's growing fast and he's got those big long brow tines again. He's about a third grown. So,
yeah.
And there's a couple other good ones that apparently made it. So, kind of pumped about that.
Velvet horns popping out.
Yeah. But everything was really green in the pictures at the feeder, at least from.
That's a good thing.
We've gotten a little bit of rain.
Good foliage for them. It's good for quail, deer, everything. Snakes.
Yeah. Yep. There's going to be a few people out here today. I heard there's a tournament, and then there's one of my guys. You hear me talk about Rusty Plackmire a lot. Him and his buddy, Josh Griffon. You ever heard of that J.P. Griffon fishing tournament?
Yeah, the Griffon tournament they have every year in Mansfield.
I think it's down there. And anyway, Rusty and Josh are fishing a 2-day fly fishing redfish tournament. And they said there's like 60 boats in it, but they're not going to be anywhere around us. So. But there is some other tournament I heard about.
Right. Well, yeah, and they've got a redfish tournament in Matagorda this weekend too. So they're out there.
Really?
All right, Hillman, I'll let you get to your guys and, try to find you a spot on the water today. So if somebody wants to call you about fishing with you here in Galveston, how they get a hold of you, bud?
409-256-7937.
Get you a star tournament gaff top today. Get one weighed in.
We might just do that.
Get on the board, man. All right,
tide's up a little higher than it has been.
Yeah, it is. It was a little higher this morning and yesterday morning. I noticed that coming in here.
Yeah, good.
All right, brother. Well, Steve, have a safe day out there. Good luck to you.
All right. I appreciate it, Mickey.
Thanks, man. You. Later. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman in Galveston. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.